Which is the underlying significance of sacrifice. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored us with two aids. I'm not talking about today and tomorrow. I'm talking about Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. Allah blessed us with Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. And Eid al-Fitr, Allah commands us to purify ourselves. And on this day, the day of Eid al-Adha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala urged us all to sacrifice the sacrificial animal. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Pray to Allah and sacrifice your animal. To perform a sacrifice, my dear brothers and sisters, it brings us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is when we study the history of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. We will hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, He says to his son, إِنِّي أَرَفِ الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. That wahi came through a dream, that I have seen, I have to sacrifice you. How do you see it? That in itself is one of the greatest sacrifices that could have been made at the time and throughout history. And that is to sacrifice the son that you have been longing for all these years, and then go to your son and say, this is what I have received, the wahi from Allah. And the son says, do as Allah commanded you to do. And at the end of those verses, Allah says, إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينُ. That was the great test. The test was not for Nabi Ibrahim. He did not need his iman to be tested. Our iman is being tested. We are being tested on a daily basis. As I speak to you, you are testing me. You are examining me. I speak to you. I'm examining you. We are being tested every single day. My dear brothers and sisters, as we are urged today to sacrifice an animal, and I want you to realize one thing, what must motivate you to put your hand in your pocket. And let us say nowadays, put your hand in your pocket because nowadays you use machines, okay? To send that EFT, to say to my Quran, what motivated you was your iman. It was your taqwa. It wasn't just an act of sacrifice that's going to happen. No. Because to do the act of sacrifice brings you closer and closer and closer to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also blessed us. During this period of Eid, we have a salah, we have a khutbah. And from these sermons that we hear on the day of Eid, we are being taught the greatest of lessons. The true meaning of fraternity, the true meaning of unity, the true meaning of understanding Islam, the true meaning of innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. This is what the sermons would teach us. Those who experience Eid and those who understand and comprehend what Eid is about and they know the wisdom of it, they will actually hasten, not delay, but hasten to do good. And they will seek the pleasure of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you understand the wisdom of Eid, you will in abundance read the salutations of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In abundance, you will read the takbir, glorify, magnify our Creator, and say Allahu Akbar. Say Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Those who experience and understand Eid, they will understand how to spend these days, especially until the last day of Tashreeq, and to carry it forward. Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters and listeners. He who performs a sacrifice is following in the noblest of footsteps, and that is Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. As our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only by word but by action, as he was the best exemplar to man. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taught and taught us, and Allah teaches us in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. There was no just mere talk, it was action. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded, when Allah commanded, he And therefore the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, sunnata abikum Ibrahim. The sacrifice is what Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And so, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi Ismail, and all the Anbiya, all the Prophets salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi majma'in, they were ready at all times to answer the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what was that? Not just to answer the call, but to lay down their lives in sacrifice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the ordinary mind sometimes. We ask this question. Why is it that we cannot just give a charity? Why can't we just say, okay, the Qurban is just a charity? My dear brothers and sisters, understand this. The answer to that is a resounding no. There's a difference between a charity and a Qurban. And listening to the Imam of the Harb this morning, while he was doing his Eid sermon, he makes it very clear, not just to the Hujjat, but he speaks to the Muslims of the world and he says to them, your Qurban, your sacrifice must be done after your Salatul Eid. And it has a specific time limit. And that is the 3 days of Tashreeq, calculated as the days of Tashreeq, where they are in Tashreeq, in the Pentagogram. And the last day of Tashreeq, by Asr, that is the end of your term of your Qurban. That was said in his sermon this morning. And I concur and I agree with him 100%. Because sometimes we miscalculate. We miscalculate the time factor of our Qurban. And he makes a point and says, If you do your Qurban before your Salah, it is an ordinary Sadaqah. If you do it after the time, it's an ordinary Sadaqah. It does not fall as a Qurban or a sacrifice. So yes, we ask ourselves a question. Why can't we just do charity? And we say no. Because the sacrifice, I want you to listen to this carefully, my dear brothers and sisters. The sacrifice of a Muslim throughout the world on the day of Eid, on this day, is intended to do what? To make the Muslim's heart beat in unison. That is what is intended to do. Throughout the world, with the hearts that is the unparalleled assemblage in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Millions of Muslims, yes, we heard yesterday, plus minus 3 million, 3.5 million people went to Arafah. Millions of Muslims assembled there. From all quarters of the world, nothing new, nothing strange to us. People who have sacrificed the comforts of their life here. They have given up every single piece of comfort to be there to perform the Hajj. And when they are doing the walking Hajj, when it is in the sun, but they have given up their comforts here to sacrifice for the Hajj that they are doing. A sacrifice that you only understand when you are on Hajj yourself. Because it has no personal or even national grandeur in mind. It is just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. That is the sacrifice. A sacrifice, however grand this idea might sound to all of us, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it receives even a greater understanding and grandeur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah in His Quran says, وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ جَعَلْنَا مَنْسَكًا لِيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ. Every religion almost have a type of sacrifice that they make. Our sacrifice is different. Our sacrifice means, I have given you that reason of that animal, or to buy that animal, but when you do slaughter it, you're going to mention my name, and my name is going to be glorified and magnified before you can put that knife down.
Allahu Akbar.
It gives us greater understanding of the sacrifice itself. Can you imagine? One desire moves the hearts of the whole Muslim world from one end to the other. One moment, and remember, I said one desire. I did not say one act. One desire moves the Muslim world from one end to the other at one moment, and this is made possible through what? Through through the institution of Qurban, through the institution of sacrifice. And this, my dear brothers and sisters, the dear listeners, it is the red letters that we can all read. Whether you are brilliant in reading or not, in trying them, you can all understand it. Nothing difficult to understand. And this, that this institution of Qurban, of sacrifice, should also serve the purpose of charity, is a different thing. Yes, we know in Islam, in our beautiful religion that we have, the rich members, they are not allowed to forget the poorer brethren. But at this time of Eid, is a time of joy and festivity, but in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And charity is not, and I repeat, is not the underlying idea of sacrifice on the occasion of Eid or pilgrimage for that matter. And therefore we say this, no real charity can take the place of a sacrifice, because that sacrifice does not consist in the act of shedding blood or eating meat, it consists of your time.
Take the verse that
which is verse 39. What does Allah say after that?
أذن للذين يقاتلون بأنهم ظلموا وإن الله على نصرهم لقدير الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم بغير حق إلا أن يقولوا ربنا الله
أهدر منكم شيء أذن للذين يقاتلون. I have given you permission, says Allah. But ask yourself, what does this verse have to do with sacrifice? I have given you permission to defend yourselves, to fight back. Oh, Palestinian brothers and sisters, you really repent. You really carry out Allah's command. أذن للذين يقاتلون بأنهم ظلموا, because you are oppressed. Allah has the power to bring you victory, inshallah.
Amen.
Because they have laid down their lives, they have sacrificed. Why? Why are they being fought? Why are they being butchered? Why are they being murdered? Why are they being killed? Tell me. Allah says, "Alladheena ukhriju min diyarihim bighayri haqqin illa an yaqulu rabbuna Allah." They have been exiled. They have been thrown out of their houses, out of their homes. They've been evicted out of their land. In the end, in the moment. Why? Because they say Allah is our Lord. Allah is our Lord. That is why Allah says, أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا. This is in Surah Al-Hajj, my dear brothers and sisters. Now Islam comes along with the Quran and invests a new principle of sacrifice, a new meaning of sacrifice. And this institute of sacrifice has been expected from us, the nations of the world, in one way or the other. And I hope the Muslim nation of the world can hear this, that they have the right to fight back and to defend the deen of Islam, to defend the Palestinian brothers, and to defend Masjid al-Aqsa. Because Allah says, "Uli marim ladina yuqatalun." They have the right to do it. My dear brothers and sisters, this principle of ours in the Quran is universal. It's not just for them. And therefore, the outward sacrifice means not much. The inward sacrifice means much more by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Islam, Qurban and sacrifice is the sacrifice of the sacrificer himself. Remember that. I'm repeating it. In Islam, it signifies the sacrifice of the sacrificer himself. And thus, becomes an outward symbol. The outward is a symbol of his readiness to lay down your life for Allah. So imagine, when you are slaughtering an animal, it gives the person an idea that this person who's doing the sacrifice for the animal, he is prepared to lay down his life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To sacrifice the animal within yourself. That's important. And that is not an easy task. The jihad of nafs, to be able to sacrifice that animal that controls you, to say, I sacrifice an outward animal, but I can't sacrifice an inward animal. That's not fair. Sacrifice the inward animal is much better than sacrificing the outward one. Because the animal within man, he must remind me that he can be sacrificed. He must remind me that he's only a temporary, I can get rid of him if I want to. Again, all Muslim hearts from one end to the world to the other end pulsate with one idea, one particular one. And thus, this whole idea leads to the development of the self-sacrifice in the entire Muslim nation of the world. In the life of a Muslim, my dear brothers and sisters, sacrifice is primary for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Pakistan. The sacrifice, my dear brothers, today, and I say this with all honesty, And I say this, and I hope as many people can listen to this as what I'm saying now, because our sacrifice is intended for true justice, for true peace, for fraternity, for the truth, for what is right, to remove oppression. That is the sacrifice we must be making. Today I ask you, my dear brothers, and I'm going to ask you a very pertinent question, and you must answer it honestly. If we have a Khalifa in place today, and he calls for us for jihad, who of us are prepared to go for jihad? Nobody's raising their hand. I hope everyone. And we can prepare ourselves. If the day of the Khalifa comes and he calls for jihad, we will be ready to sacrifice our lives. Not just the animals, but sacrifice the animals in ourselves. Our fight is against injustice, against oppression, against corruption, the enemy of Islam. It is narrated in the book of Bukhari and the book of Muslim that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sacrifice on the day of the day. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awake himself and he got two rams. Now you see, I'm going to say two rams because this is the normal interpretation, but believe me, you don't need to be rams. They are very heavy to handle. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got two white, beautiful rams to slaughter. One for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Ahlul Bayt and family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the second one, half of an army for the Ummah of Muhammad. Our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 1400 years ago, sacrificed an animal for us. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad. Read salawat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the true meaning of sacrifice. My dear brothers and sisters, if we cannot on this day embrace one another with sincerity, today we'll embrace one another and show our teeth, and then afterwards we'll talk about each other. We will gossip about each other. We will be jealous of each other. We will run down each other. We will slander one another. When you embrace somebody, embrace you one, a person with sincerity, heart to heart. My heart is pure. I'm Muslim. Al-Muslimu man salima al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. Wal-Muhajiru man hajara ma nahaa Allahu anhu. The true Muslim is when the other Muslim is safe from his hands and his tongue. Be an embrace of sincerity. You can't show your teeth like a lion and then bite you from the back. No. Let this day of Eid be a day that we spend time with our families. We spend time with our families. Let this day of Eid be a day where we try our best to look after the poor and needy. Let this day of Eid be a day that will be filled with love, compassion, and sincerity towards one another. Let us try and remove and sacrifice all animosity, said there. All hatred, all selfishness, all jealousy, all dispute. Let us try and remove it and think of the oneness of the brotherhood of Islam. Inna hadhihi ummatukum, ummatan wahida, wa ana rabbukum fa'budun. This Ummah is one nation. Let's think about the Ummah. Let us not think about our egos. Let us not think about what we do, which is right and which is wrong. Let's give guidance to the Ummah so that the Ummah can be united. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. My dear brothers, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and assist us to remove whatever illness and ailments is in our hearts, so that when we meet our Creator, we will meet Allah with a pure heart. Because that is the key to paradise. You will not enter paradise illa man atallaha bi qalbin salim. You come with a pure heart in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam demands from us that we must be strong in our iman. Our conviction must be there. Be strong in our belief. Our trustworthiness must be there. Delivering the message of Allah must be there. Do not be afraid, my dear brothers and sisters, to deliver the message of Allah, because that was the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah had balaghed, says Rasulullah, did I deliver my message? فَلْيُبَلِّغُ الْحَاضِرُ الْغَائِبُ. Those that are present with me on Arafat, those that are present with me on Mina, you pass on the message to those who are not there. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we sit here today and you say 1400 years ago, you passed on a message and we see it. نَشْهَدُ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ We bear witness, O Messenger of Allah, أَنَّكَ بَلَّغْتَ الرِّسَالَةَ, that you have delivered your message, وَنَصَحْتَ الْأُمَّةَ, and you have guided the Ummah, وَجَاهَدْتَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ, and you exerted yourself in the path of Allah in the true way. فَجَزَاكَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ. We ask Allah to give you the best and highest of rewards from us, for what we are today. Because you brought it and you delivered it. So we carry the flag of Islam in the past. My dear brothers and sisters, as much as it is Father's Day today, I can elaborate much and much more on this idea of sacrifice and the relationship between the leader of the Prophet and his beloved son, Ali Ismail, how they communicated, what transpired, but I believe that all of you. Make dua from your family. We do not know. Death is what our Lord said. It knocks on everybody's door. We do not know if we're going to answer this question in life. So make the best of your life. Do the best. Clean your hearts. Speak to one another with a beautiful tone. Love and respect one another. And that is, inshallah, when we meet our Creator, then we meet our Creator with pure minds, pure hearts, inshallah. And Allah will grant us an abundance of your own. Allow me to say to all of you, my dear brothers and sisters, Imams, the ulama, the listeners of Radio 76, on behalf of myself, my family, Jeff Burrath and his family, I wish you a happy Eid Mubarak. Enjoy the day. Please don't forget to pray early. Make the takbir as much as you can. Glorify and magnify Allah. This is the days of the Allah. This is the days where Rasulullah started his sermon on the day of Eid, on the day of Al-Fatih, moving to the day of Eid al-Adha, moving into the days of Tashreeq. The Prophet gave his sermon every day. And that is why, when I was asked, will you deliver his sermon tomorrow at Islam? Yeah, I said yes. I didn't say no. I didn't say it's not my Eid. Why must I come and deliver? I said yes. Because as much as I can pass on the message, whoever I can, may Allah be with me for
Allah. Amen.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us in his protection. May Allah protect us as a Ummah. May Allah protect this country where we are in. We know what happened and what is happening. Everybody is aware of it. But most importantly, may Allah bring peace where there is difficulty. Especially in Palestine, in Darfur, in Sudan, Myanmar, in Congo. These are all places where genocide are taking place, my dear brothers and sisters. And it's all Muslims that are being killed and butchered. May Allah protect. Deen of Islam, which Allah promised, and Allah will protect us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all, inshaAllah, as humanity. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Tadbir, my dear brothers.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.